Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scar.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need scar now, more than ever.
Hey, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Inner Rock.
Hey, Save from Muscle Blood.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Beep. Janet, show me your planet. Stay safe.
You make me space.
You really do.
Rudy, you're so moody.
That's really true.
Lisa, you make me dizzy.
What's up with you?
Sing dong! Now I wanna drink beer.
passion, just cut your hair. If you're tired of dope, you get the dope. Yeah, this way you can get a life. But I don't know if that is what you wanna be. It's up to you. Don't close your eyes. Fashion,
my generation.
You know you do it when it's tight.
My generation.
Wash your body, wash your face.
My generation.
See, I've got my hair.
Welcome to Beefy Scar Club, the world's number one ska radio show. Regular listeners to Beefy Scar Club will know that we have been touring the world of compilations. We have been to most continents, to be completely honest. We've been to the Netherlands a couple of times, Brazil, Argentina. I think we did Canada in honor of Canada Day last week. We've been to Indonesia, New Zealand. I don't know where else. I'm sure we've done others. We definitely have because we've been doing it for about 6 months. Anyway, this week's turn is Switzerland. Yes, it is. The Scampler came out in 1993 by Tudor Rock. Very, very influential in terms of Swiss ska bands. A second one came out in 1994, but we have gone right to the top. 1993, you heard Jolly and the Flytrap with Gang Bang, The Ventilators, Blue Beat Sky, and that last one was The Peacocks with My Generation. Peacocks are more a psychobilly band than anything else, but how is this? The Peacocks, they did a gig a couple of weekends ago. Yes, they did. The Living Legends, the Peacocks punk rockabilly. Where was that? Camgarn, I think. So that's great that the Peacocks are still playing. Jolly and the Flytrap also did a gig, but that was about 2 months ago. Where did they play? In Luzerne in Switzerland. So that is fantastic that Jolly and the Flytrap are still playing. And probably the most well-known Swiss ska band, the Ventilators, did a gig 3 years ago. They teased something new was coming in 2023. It was 2 years ago in July. So basically nearly exactly 2 years ago, but nothing since, unfortunately. So I don't know whether that didn't come to much. The Peacocks, how many albums? 12 albums, including And Now What last year. The Ventilators, only 4 albums, ended with Pearls in 2004. No releases since then, but like I said, teased. They've teased something was happening. May need to follow that up. And Jolly and the Flytrap, 6 albums, including Le Dictionnaire de la Lumière, 2021. That came out. Now, My Generation from the Peacocks, 1993, off their Red Sun debut single. Gang Bang was off their Beetlejuice EP for Jolly and the Flytrap, 1992. Even though this Scampler was out in 1993, Blue Beat Sky didn't appear on any Ventilators releases until their self-titled compilation in 1995. So great that we can head to Switzerland, add Switzerland to our bag of compilations. If you want to check out, just look up The Scampler and there is a Scampler 2 from Tudor Rock in Switzerland. I'm loving the compilations, I really am. If you have any suggestions, please follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Beefy Scar Club. I'm on Instagram, Beefy Scar Club. I'm on Twitter, under Scar Nation Radio, because yet again, I haven't changed it. But you'd be getting used to that by now, wouldn't ya? Alrighty, I'm going to get into the music, because Beefy Scar Club, it is the world's number one ska radio show. It is the world's number one ska radio show for a reason. We love a bit of diversity. We also have the best features of any ska radio show going about. I'm going to jump straight in to On This Day in Ska. Why? Because you just heard the Peacocks out of Switzerland. Kesha from Cologne in Germany put out their Lost EP on this day in 2021. It was a collection of recordings from 2013, 2014, I think, but they forgot about them. That's why it's called the Lost EP. The first track on the album is called Peacock Tale. So why not? You've heard the Peacocks? Now hear Peacock Tale. This is Kesha from Cologne in Germany, released the Lost EP on this day in 2021. You are tuned in to Beefy Ska Club. Thank you for joining me. Put your skanking shoes on. Let's get ready to skank!
take a chance. 108. Give me one more chance. Eternity. Rock me little. Rock me wrong. Forever, ever. Woo! Take a chance. 108.
Game again, you're gonna win it in the end.
On this day in 1997, Smash Mouth released their debut album, Foosh Yamang. Now, Smash Mouth, as we well know, aren't officially a ska band, but they basically started out as a ska band. Foosh Yamang, I reckon over half the tunes on the album are ska. Also, the graphical nature of the album cover has checkered boards around the outside, which, as we all know, just means ska. But yeah, I mean, I could have picked any number of tunes off this album to play, but I did play Disconnect the Dots on this day in 1997, Smash Mouth's debut. Walking on the Sun is on that album as well, including Why Can't We Be Friends? I could have played that as well. Great tune. So good to include Smash Mouth. I like them. I do like Smash Mouth. Do you know, I also just realised they've not done an album since 2012, and yet they're permanently touring. Anyway, before that, Mongol 800 from Okinawa in Japan. On this day in 2008, they released their first compilation best of album, Etc. Works. They've done Etc. Works 2 and, what's the last one called? Oh, 800 Best. Simple is the Best as well. 2013 that came out, so not too bad. Three best ofs for Mongol 800. You just heard Araki 8. Track one off Etc. Works from 2008. So that first one, Etc. Works, did get released on this day in 2008. They've been around. Actually, just looking into it, it's their 26th birthday this week. Happy birthday, Mongol 800. They are nine albums deep. The last album was called Pretty Good in 2016. And then we kick things off with Kesha out of Cologne in Germany. On this day in 2021, the Lost EP was released, a collection of four tunes that were recorded in 2013 but were never previously released. You heard Peacock Tail off that little EP from Kesha. Very, very good. I'm liking it. I'm liking this. So we've been to Switzerland, we've been to Germany, we've been to Japan, we've been to San Jose in California. And I'm pretty sure we're going to stay in the States right now. A couple of weeks ago, I played the first release of Streetlight Manifesto's new batch of songs. As the world's number one ska radio show, it would be very, very remiss of me not to play any more. So I'm going to go and play another one because that's the type of guy I am. Now, they did release three tunes in lieu of the album that was promised, which is very nice of them. They could have just said, oh no, it's not ready yet, keep waiting. But they put three tunes out. We played Everything to Everyone a couple of weeks ago. The new album is called The Place Behind the Stars. This is Imagine This. There is no release date yet for the brand new album, so we will just have to wait.
Boys coffee cup, head full of vitamins to lift you off solid ground. Dose up, take all the medicine, something to wash it down. Take one for the pain, make it go away.
How good is that? I know it's not ska, but it's The Living End, who are pretty ska adjacent nowadays. Brand new single. Like I said, it's not ska, but Strange Place on their forthcoming untitled album. Turn it up, dance around the house, just go mad. I love it. I love it a lot. I reckon if you are a ska fan, you would like that track. And that's why I played it. We play mod ska, we play reggae, we play a bit of psychobilly, as we already have done with the Peacocks tonight. The Living End, they sit right in there. They've done a ska tune as well off their debut album. Just look up Wrapped. Awesome. And when they play with Area 7, which they do regularly, they steal the Area 7 horn section to play along with that one. Why shouldn't you? So, check it out. Strange Place, Living End. Great tune. Before that, not brand new. It's a couple of weeks old. Streetlight Manifesto. One of the three tunes that they released in lieu of the failure to deliver their sixth album, their first of 12 years. The Place Behind the Stars is slated for release soon. That's all I'm going to say. It's already been delayed once. But the boys did put out three new songs. You heard Imagine This, that's the second one. Perhaps in a couple of weeks' time, I might play the third. They might even release some more songs. Who knows? With the Streetlight Manifesto crew, they're a world unto themselves. Anyway, we are regaling the Streetlight Manifesto new tracks. Okay, there's a few issues in the studio and I'm trying my best. And when I try my best, because we've got segments, we've got stings, we've got all sorts, and I'm just a bit loath to do them anyway. We are rushing through and I think it's probably time for
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby. BB's Cover of the Week.
It is time for Beefy's Cover of the Week. If you were listening last week, I did tease this one because it came in probably as I was doing the playlist, so I had to squeeze it out for this week. The band are called Bargain Bin Heroes. As I mentioned, it did come in last week, so it is brand spanking new. It is a cover of the Gnarls Barkley. Well, Gnarls Barkley probably only did one song. I can't tell you any other songs that Gnarls Barkley did. So you know what it is. It is crazy. This is a crazy cover. It is so good. How many times have I said 2025 is the year of the ska cover? This is no different.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo. So much space. When you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
you know I can. Feel like it's never again. I'll write this last chance by tomorrow. Yeah, you know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's here, tomorrow's tears. You know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's here, tomorrow's tears. You know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. Yeah. Oh, the way you keep your hair, it gives an indication. The way you paint your friends looks like investigation. Sometimes I know it's when you see your pictures of matchstick men. The colors change and then it's tomorrow. Yeah, you know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. You know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. You know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. Yeah. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. You know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. You know that I can't cry. Tomorrow's tears, tomorrow's tears. Today, today. Oh, you know that I can't cry.
Played ska, although they kind of blended a bit of ska in with their surf punk fusion. The Riptides out of Brisbane, I think they were called The Grudge originally, then The Numbers, and then they had to change the name because there was a band in Sydney called The Numbers, so they ended up with The Riptides. They put out an album in, what year is this, 1983, self-titled. Tomorrow's Tears was the name of that track. There are quite a few tracks on this album that I could have played. No Regrets, I think, is one. What was the other one? I looked up Only Time, I think, was the other one. But The Riptides, if you ever fancy a bit of surf ska from the new wave era, then The Riptides is probably for you. And I can honestly say, considering this album is 1983, it's actually aged really well. It's not kind of dated. Production's quite good. And the tunes are kind of right up there. In fact, when I was listening, I was thinking, oh, this is a bit Aussie pub rock, a little bit of other things thrown in. But there is some ska and there is a bit of punk. And especially early 80s punk, which we know is probably a bit more like rock music nowadays. Anyway, so check out The Riptides, and I have chosen them for Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. Hey, I think they might have got back together a few years ago, but I don't think it lasted very long. In fact, I'm pretty sure two or three of the original members died, and the lead guy, Andrew Leach, I think, basically wasn't feeling it when they got back together, so I think they binned it as a bit of a comeback. But there you go. Well worth listening to. Please check them out, The Riptides. There is a band in Ottawa in Canada that are also a bit punky called The Riptides, so just make sure you get the right ones. Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. Before that, Bargain Bin Heroes out of Southwest Florida. Brand new for those guys, the cover of Gnarls Barkley's Crazy. I keep saying it, 2025, year of the ska cover, and they keep coming thick and fast. And they're not a piss take anymore. They're actually very, very good cover versions of songs. People are spending time and effort into making these great, great tracks on their off their own agenda and putting it out there to put their bands on the map. So good. Honestly, that I'm not a fan of the old Gnarls Barkley, but that I can get behind. I really, really can. Alrighty, we're going to go a bit closer to home right now. We're going to go back to the early 2000s. A Melbourne band that were absolutely brilliant live. They did three albums. The last came 2004, but I'm going to go to their middle album, Recipe for Disaster, from 2002. The band were called 99% Fat. When I first got to Melbourne, I saw them early doors, and then they kind of went away, which is a bit disappointing. I have got their albums. They're so good. I'm not sure what the guys are doing, whether in other bands nowadays, but we will wait and see if they ever get back together. We will be on hand to give them some gigs. 99% Fat, this is Gone Fishing.
Break on, move out with a the chance of a makeup. We do this together, whatever the weather. Was always your partner, forget all the others and make love. Gonna never gonna lie to you. Man, I've always been true, I'ma die for you. When I travel all around the world, make memories and buy your pearls. Babe, why should we end this work to the fullest? Here we go.
So why did you break it when you could have changed it? Now where do we go? Descúbreme la pólvora, dirige tú la góndola, reenvía el mensaje y vuelve a donde lo dejaste. Vayamos a la prórroga, amárrame la tórtola, volvamos a la cómoda.
Chance of a makeup, we do this together. Whatever the weather, was always a partner. Forget all the others and make love. Gonna never gonna lie to you. And I've always been true, I'ma die for you. When I travel all around the world, I make memories of buying pearls. Big, why should we end this work to the fullest? Here we go.
So why did you break it when you could have changed it?
The chance of a makeup, we do this together. Whatever the weather, was always your partner. Forget all the others that made love. Gonna never gonna lie to you. But I've always been true, I'ma die for you. When I travel all around the world, make memories of buying clothes. Be watch me in this work to the fullest. Let's go.
Ah, La Pegatina from Barcelona in Spain from 2022, featuring Eustar there. I've just looked it up. 2022, Beefy's Top 30, La Pegatina got to number 8. Bedouin Soundclash, Walk Through Fire featuring Amy Interrupter was number 1. The Slackers, New York Berlin was number 2. Aflos from South Africa, Roundabout was number 3. The Interrupters, Burdens was number 4. What a top 30 that was. One of the best ones. Need to find some of those bands again. Anyway, La Pegatina. What a tune. Love that. I was dancing in the studio here. Before that, 99% Fat out of Melbourne. Off their 2002 second album out of the three, Gone Fishing. Recipe for Disaster was the second album. I have to be honest, I should play more of 99% Fat. They are very, very good. And I have drastically overlooked them in the annals of Beefy Ska Club, Ska Nation Radio, or The Ska Show with Beefy. All our incarnations over the past 8.5 years. Now, studio issues aside, and bronchitis aside, the podcast will sound bloody awesome, by the way. If you are following me on social media, you will know there are podcasts, there are playlists, there are ways you can contact me. Facebook, Beefy Ska Club, send me a message, easy. Instagram, Beefy Ska Club, send me a message, I'll get it eventually. I don't really go on Instagram too much. Anyway, send me a message, I'll get notifications, somebody's trying to get hold of me. And then I am on Twitter, but it's under Ska Nation Radio, send me a message and I'll get notified that you're trying to get in touch with me. If you want me to play your band, if you want me to play a request, if you want me to just do something a bit mad different, if you want to join the request team, send me a message and I'll see what I can do. This is the world's number one Ska Radio show because it's your Ska Radio show. It's not mine, I'm just the facilitator. I'm just here to push buttons and press play. It's your show. Tell me what you want to include in the show, and I'll bloody well do it. That's why. That's why it's the world's number one Ska Radio show. As you will know, we split this show up into 3 podcasts a week. Yes, I'm a little bit behind. Things have happened in my life that's got in the way of doing editing and promoting and publishing and all sorts. So I will endeavor to catch up over the next couple of weeks. In fact, in about 2 weeks' time, there is no show. So we will catch up with that week off. So it's as simple as that. Alrighty, I'm going to finish off this first helping of Ska. Your starter, your hors d'oeuvre, your canapé, your soup of the day. With a bit of gold from Hopeton Lewis. This came out in 1967. It is an absolute belter. It's called Take It Easy, and I urge you not to take it easy and get involved. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for being part of Beefy's Ska Club. This is Hopeton Lewis. ¶¶
Take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to hurry. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to hurry. No slipping, no sliding, no bumping, no boring. I want to ride into town. If you fall from the race, it's no disgrace. Just pick yourself from off the ground. Take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to hurry, no, no, no. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to hurry. For the road is rough, and don't you ever get stuck. Take your time, take it easy, take your time. No need to hurry on. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to hurry. Take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to worry. No slipping, no sliding, no bumping, no boring. I want to ride into town. If you fall from the race, it's no disgrace. Just pick yourself from off the ground. And take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to worry. No, no, no. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to worry. Oh, oh. Take your time now, take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to worry. For the road is rough.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.